Welcome back to this encore performance of Betsy Ellis on Red Barn Radio.
English in quotation as railhead towns feel the steel mills rust. Water grows in the generation. Clear as winter ice. Solomon never lived round here.
Wow, Betsy, I gotta say, Clash is one of my all-time favorites, being a punker myself, and that's one of the best tunes. Man, it's just, it's like written for the fiddle.
Thank you.
really, that was fantastic.
Well, Joe Strummer loved, I mean, he really did love folk music, and Time and Dog, his longtime friend, he played the fiddle, you know, there's some really, I just saw in a documentary, there's a recording of them playing on the street. And it's just a little snippet, and I can't identify what the thing is, but it sounds like old-time American music. Mm. And, you know, Joe's singing, and it's just, you know, and so look at that. And he even mentions the banjo in the song. What are you going to do?
With his lyrics, I mean, they certainly resonate in his song, but they really have a different kind of weight and meaning with the fiddle. It's really, really great. It's a great connection. Let's talk a little bit about your influences. I know they span lots of different genres. I always like to say, never mind the genres, it's just music itself.
For me, I love music with passion. So, and that could be, you know, that could be a song like that. So much of the Clash's music is full of passion, and then, you know, or like, you know, you mentioned, I mean, one of the composers that I actually played on my last album was Gabriel Marie, a French, you know, composer, and it's just there's some passionate music there, and oh my gosh, when I was growing up, you know, the Brahms, four symphonies especially, and the Brahms Violin Concerto, those just are just incredible passion, you know, the passion and soul that I find in the traditional music, and I mean, I know more about American and Southern Mountain traditional music than other countries, but you know, when I've been exposed to traditional music from other countries, it's like it's the passion and the soul and the music is what speaks to me more so than technical expertise. Of course, as artists, we all want to grow and learn and expand and be, you know, express ourselves as high a level as possible. But that matters less to me than doing something that's from the heart. So it's funny. I actually know people a lot younger than I am who made a big connection between punk rock music and old-time music. It seems like people from my generation, I haven't seen as much. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But there was definitely a connection between, you know, some of the thrashing kind of bands and some of the bluegrass music I've found, too. But it's passion and soul. Passion is the thing.
Lie down, Limp Polly, lie down to your knee. Your clothes too fine and costly. Lie and rot in the sea, sea to lie and rot in the sea. Willie dear, and turn your face to the sea. She caught him round his little neat waist and tossed him into the sea, sea, and tossed him into the sea. Oh, Polly! Oh, help me up, little Polly, help me out of the sea. We will go to yonder's town, and married we will be, and married we will be. I don't think so. Lie there, you weekend villain. I'd rather be you as me. Six king's daughters you have drowned. The seventh you shall be, and the seventh you shall be. White steed and off of the dample gray. Rode till she came to her father's house. Hours it was for day, day and hours it was for day. What's the matter, what's the matter, little parrot? You pray so long for day. It is a cat at my cage door, threatening not my life. I'm calling pretty Polly to drive it away in the length of a long summer day, day in the length of a long summer day. I don't think so. Hush up, hush up, little parrot. Don't you tell no false on me. I'll have you caged of the finest gold and hung from the high willow tree, tree and hung from the high, high willow tree. Yeah.
Incorporating the passion into your music, especially into the music that you write, your original tunes, how do you start that? Does it come from a melody or a lyric, just an idea? Where does it come from for you?
Yes. That's the briefest answer you get from me all night. Yeah. Oh, no, I won't leave you hanging. It depends. I'm not a prolific songwriter per se, that more of them are coming now. I think the more you do, the more they come. But when it comes to fiddle tunes, which I have written more of those, you know, it might come in my head at an odd time, or I might be holding the instrument or one of my two fiddles and I might be holding it and a pattern of notes comes out, and then every once in a while the whole tune comes unbidden, but you know, often I might have a part of it and then I kind of look for what the other part is, and then there's been some tunes that I've written that I really had to work hard, like Riverboat. I played it tonight, the one that's a tribute to John Hartford. I tried to find that tune from a lot of different directions. I mean, I was like hunting for it like a mole in my backyard, and there's a way in, there's a hole. Nope, it's not there. Okay, then I'm try leave that hole, go to this other hole, and finally found the mole, which was the tune. Is that a mixed metaphor? but songs that they have come in some different ways. I mean, sometimes there's a melody as well as the words, although one of my favorite more recent songs sat with an idea for a long time and a concept and just something I felt like in a general subject area that I needed to say. And that, too, I looked in a couple different directions. And then when it came to me, it came with a melody, but then I found that that wasn't exactly the melody I wanted. So I actually sat down at the piano, which was something I haven't done a lot with at all, and found it there. So I think what it is too, and actually Daryl Scott, the great songwriter Daryl Scott, he was at a music camp I was teaching at. He was teaching a songwriting class. I was teaching a fiddle class. This was last summer in the Targhee Mountains, and he did a wonderful kind of combination concert and question answer session for everybody at the camp, and it was so inspiring. And one of the things he did that stays with me to this day is he personified inspiration, and he talked about inspiration and if you want to write songs and you want to create anything, any kind of creation, you just have to be ready, because inspiration is going to come knocking at your door, and it may only stay for a little while, but you make it welcome when inspiration comes. And sometimes you want inspiration to come and it just doesn't come. You can't force it because it's got its own ways. There's more that he went on to say more eloquently, but that idea has stayed with me since last summer, and it will probably stay with me forever. So I try to always be welcoming to inspiration when it comes to visit.
Joined us? This is the music of Betsy Ellis on Red Barn Radio.
To talk a little about the tunings, actually all the instruments that you have here.
Right now I've got my beloved fiddle back. There are many different ways you can cross-tune a fiddle, which is a version of tuning it to open tuning. So some guitar players can relate to open tuning. There are quite a number of different tunings. I try to employ one per kind of a set, because it takes a little adjustment to retune. But the one I played tonight, where I played White River and the Parapolis, from the G, so I'll demonstrate with my beloved fiddle. From the G, I go up to an A. The D goes up to an E. And then the A stays the same, and then the E comes down to this note, the C sharp. So it goes... Mm-hmm. And that's what it is open. So you have a complete chord on that, which is just a beautiful, beautiful chord. That's one of my favorite tunings. I kind of collect tunes, I suppose, or sometimes write them. I mean, that Pretty Polly, the second one that I sang, I learned it from an unaccompanied singer, and I decided to give it a foundation, a musical foundation. So it's based on Ollie Gilbert's melody, a few little changes here and there, and then a whole musical setting for it. And my other favorite tuning for the fiddle is where you take the G string all the way down to a D, and your D stays the same, mm-hmm. your A stays the same, and you take your E down to a D. So you have three Ds and an A, and it's an incredible sound. Famous piece, Bonaparte's Retreat, is in that tuning, as well as I think a lot of people in Kentucky know and love the tune Midnight on the Water. Mm-hmm. Art Stamper played that one too, and that's played out of that tuning traditionally. So I'm a fan, and there are quite a few other different tunings, but those ones are really special to me, and I've written some material out of those tunings as well. Then, because I like those open tunings, that's actually what I ended up doing on the tenor guitar here. Well, the traditional way to tune a tenor guitar is like a tenor banjo. So the low string is a C, and it goes C, G, D, A, from low pitch to high pitch. And I learned it originally out of that tuning, and that's like playing a mandolin, only a fifth lower. But the chord shapes are kind of big, and I've got kind of small hands. So I started messing around with different tunings, and I tried a version of a guitar tuning, like D, G, B, E. But if I'm playing with other people, and I'm playing with other guitar players, the same chord shape is not as interesting to me. So then I experimented just trying some different things. And I ended up tuning it like one of the very common ways to cross-tune a fiddle. Without the capo on, it's G, D, and then G, D. And then I tend to sing a lot in A, or now sometimes B flat or F, so I'll go up. But if it's an A, then it's A, E, A, E. And so then if I want, I can fill in the third, or I can do something different with it. And I enjoy that.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Heaven bells are ringing and I'm going home, and I'm going home, and I'm going home. Heaven bells are ringing and I'm going home, climbing over Zion's walls.
Away over yonder,
You mentioned the Wilders a few times. Explain for those of us who don't know who the Wilders are, who exactly are they?
Who are the Wilders? Into the wonderful wild world of the Wilders. The Wilders was and is my band that I helped found back low these more than 15 years ago. So obviously I was very young at the time. We were band formed out of Kansas City, Missouri. Ike Sheldon singing and playing guitar, Phil Wade on the dobro, banjo, mandolin, singing as well, myself on fiddle and singing, and then Nate Garin on bass and singing. We started out as an old-time country band. I was playing a lot of fiddle tunes. We were playing a lot of those old-time songs and early country music. And then we started getting a chance to play different bluegrass festivals and travel further and further from Kansas City. Eventually took us over to the UK a bunch of times, and our music, we got to spread it all around there and invaded Germany a little bit too. Whoops, I didn't mean to say it like that. That was for the last year or so we've been on a hiatus. But actually this summer we're going to be playing the Calgary Folk Festival up in Canada. They asked us very nicely, and we said, okay, we'll do that. We're a band that just, when we come together, it's like a four-headed monster is one of the ways we've described it. I think we love each other all too much to break up, so we're just taking a break, and we kind of went from being a band that played old material, and then we weren't a cover band. I mean, we did our own thing, but we did care for and respect and admire all of our sources so much, and we knew those sources really deeply. But then we started doing our own material, and by the last album, everything on there was original, and it was like the term Americana kind of got to be more popular while we were in our active years, and I think we embraced that term eventually, because that American music is everything, and we ended up kind of doing a little bit of everything.
Collard greens, cooking up collard greens. Yeah.
Time to sign off from Red Barn Radio for another evening. I'd like to thank our guest, Betsy Ellis, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Let's give her one big round of applause again. Absolutely. Thank you, Betsy, very, very much. Also like to thank you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We especially welcome our listeners over in Ireland tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, our loyal members of the studio audience. We thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. We can't do this each week without you. Remember, Red Barn Radio is here to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the surrounding areas. If it's Red Barn Radio, it's always a good time. I'm Adam Lucky, the host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, go well. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
John Henry, laid him low.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank our guest, Betsy Ellis, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio was recorded live in front of a studio audience from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the heart of the bluegrass, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio was produced and directed by Ed Commons. Brad Becker is our associate producer. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.